A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Samach Dalin, Baba Basra 64a, pagination is 127, starting from the Mishnah about midway on the page. In the previous session, we mentioned that in the time of the Talmud, selling a house did not necessarily mean that you were selling the entire footprint of that location, the GPS location, but rather that you were selling the house. And we still have to discuss whether the area above the house for usage or for building would belong to the person who's buying. Likewise, there was area underneath the house that could be used for storage, cavern, to hold water, for example. Would that belong to the person who bought the house, or did he just buy the house, a standalone unit for living? The Mishnah tells us, Lo es habor v'lo es hados, the pits were not included, af al pi shekosav lo umko v'ruma, even though the depth and the height were mentioned. As we explained in the previous session, there are three levels. There's the house, there's the depth and height, and then finally, there was mitahom arava adrum rikia, everything included in the footprint, the location. And therefore, there were limitations if a house was sold without these extra expressions. Therefore, it prompts us to explore what would happen if a person indeed sold the house and retained the pit, and now he wants to access his pit. V'tzorech likach lo derech divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that this seller now enters into the realm of people who have their property within other people's property, and they have to buy access to get to the part that they own. And therefore, over here, he sold the house. He didn't sell the depth. There's still going to be a pit here that the seller still owns, but he doesn't have access to it. Perhaps if he would have had a helicopter, he could have lowered a bucket and drawn out the water. But both in their time and for matters of practicality, that's not the way it was handled. This is not such a foreign concept. The Gemara discusses a person who owns a field, but is surrounded by four fields owned by other people. And he's going to be given the rights to purchase access, but it's not given to him automatically. So Rabbi Akiva holds, Tzorach likach lo derech, he's going to have to buy access to get to his pit that he retained for himself. And this is called the principle, Mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher, that when a person sells, he sells with generosity and did not retain access to his pit, and he sells it. He wants to make a good deal, and he sells the location, and now he has to sort out how he's going to get to what he retained. V'chachomim omrim, ein tzarech likach lo derech. And the chachomim say, you don't have to purchase access. Umoda Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva agrees. Bizman sha'amala chutz me'elu. If the person would have articulated, except for the pit, she'ein tzarech likach lo derech, then he wouldn't have to purchase access, because the words chutz, except for, are extra. As Rashbam explains, tenai shelo l'tzorechu, it's a condition that was not necessary. Shari einon b'chlal bayis, they're not included in the house. We just went through the different levels of how much gets sold depending on your wording. So they were not included. Ela l'tfuye milsa ka'asi v'shaya lo derech. When he said, except for the pit, what he was trying to say was, and it should be categorized with the rites that I'll be able to have the access to it, and that's why he added that statement. Let's flip the transaction and discuss what happened if Machron La'acher, if those very pits that we were discussing until now that the owner kept for himself, what would happen if he was selling those to somebody else? Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzorech Likach Lo Derech. That buyer of the pit would not have to buy access, because again, the principle of Machron Ba'ayin Yofe Mocher. A person sells, he sells with generosity, he sells it with normal usage and the access required to get to that point. He wants to give a good deal. And therefore, the buyer of the pit would not have to purchase access rights. They would just have to work out where he's allowed to go to access his pit. And the Chachamim hold that he would have to buy access, because they're holding Mochron is not Ba'ayin Yafa Mocher, and therefore, since the case is flipped, he's not selling with generosity, and therefore all the person ends up with is a pit, and he's going to have to figure out access to it. If you look at the bottom of the page, Baha Kamifliki, this is indeed what they're arguing about. To Rabbi Akiva Sovar, Mocher Ba'ayin Yafe Mocher, the person sells with generosity, and therefore when he's selling the house and retains the pit, but did not articulate that he's retaining the pit for himself, he's going to have to buy access to his pit. V'Rabbanan Savri Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher, and the Rabbanan hold that when you sell a little bit stingy, and you retain those rights for yourself. And if you'll skip down to four lines up from the bottom of the page now, Misefa, the second part where he's selling the pit, follows the exact same logic, but here the case is flipped. Machron La'acha, when you're selling the pit, Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzorech Likach Lo Derech, the buyer does not have to buy access, because it was sold to him with generosity. V'chachamim omrim tzorach, and the chachamim say you do have to buy, same principle as they held before, because he's stingy in his sale, he sold you the pit, you're going to get your storage, but access is a whole different discussion as to the timetable and paying for it and how we're going to work that out. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.